You're with SBS Radio.
My guest is Joel Clancy, a contemporary Aboriginal choreographer, dancer, and teacher. And Joel Clancy is head of cultural practice at NISDA. And we're catching up today as NISDA is launching their auditions for the 2022. Welcome to NITV Radio, Joel.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good. Now, catching up at this particular moment when you're opening the auditions for next year, in a very particular context, a context of a pandemic.
Normally, we'd be getting ready for bringing young people to the Central Coast to be auditioning for a week at NASDA to give them a NASDA experience. We can't do that. So we've taken the auditions online this year, just hoping to get as many young people across the country connected to us through that platform.
But online is just a completely, totally different experience.
We've all kind of entered into that world. That's how we need to connect at the moment. That's often the only way that we can do it. So we've come up with some, what I think are really great ideas and ways of doing that. We have some videos that the young people get to learn. They get to practice them. They can, you know, do them as many times as they like. Then they video themselves and they send that back to us. We're going to have some interviews with them and phone calls. So there'll still be quite a bit of engagement, and hopefully we'll be able to know the young people and they'll be able to get a bit more of an understanding of us and what we do. So it's a series of things that they can connect with.
And how long does this process last?
Are open now, yeah. So you can, if you go onto our website, you can start that process now. And we're closing on the 1st of November. So you just jump on, you do the online application, you look at the videos, you watch the videos, you learn them, you send them back, you have your online interview with the NASDA team. And yeah, it goes from there. So it's for the next couple of months. And yeah, Everyone can be engaging at different times.
And what age groups are you looking at?
You need to be between 16 to 26 to audition for our Certificate 3 through to diploma courses. We have an advanced diploma as well. That's a different process. But for this intake, which is our Cert 3, Cert 4 and Diploma, we're looking at young people between 16 and 26.
Yeah.
Because like you say, you need to have a lot of training and extensive training if you want to be a professional dancer.
It's a demanding thing. It's not just physical, it's also mental. And at the college, besides just dancing, you do provide other teachings.
Oh, that's right. So, yes, the course is full-time dance, but what sets NASDA apart and what is unique about NASDA is that First Nations cultural practice, our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural practice, is at the core of everything that we do, and it's embedded across all of our learning. So I look after the cultural program at NASDA with an incredible cultural team, which, you know, consists of tutors and mentors and elders from across a range of communities. Our current connections are with Ninike in Northeast Arnhem Land, also with Moa Island in the Torres Strait, and locally as well on Dark and Young Country with New South Wales tutors and cultural elders.
When I was preparing for this conversation, I saw that you've also got Yan Time. Can you run us through what Yan Times consist of?
What a Yan Time is?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just, you know, an important time in our week where we come together as DAs and PAs. That's what we call our students at NASDA. We refer to them as developing artists and also practicing artists. So it's a time when we can come together. Often we'll have a fire and just sit around and have a yarn, you know, about what's going on. Not just, you know, not just in the college, but in life, things that are happening inside and outside. Just a really beautiful time where we can all come together and connect.
I guess that will be the most sought-after moment of the week, just to get together and have a good time in, you know, exchanging and in a very convivial environment.
Yeah, it is a great time. Always good to have a fire too.
But you also have accommodation for the students.
Oh, we do, yeah. So we have on-site accommodation, which our DAs can stay in. We have some cottages. It's shared accommodation that's available. And then we do have developing artists who don't want to stay on campus. That's okay. You can find your own accommodation on the coast. But also if you're under 18, so if you do come to NAISDA and you're 16, 17, then we also offer a homestay program. We've got families and people on the coast to open their home, and our younger DAs can be supported in that way, which is a really important thing.
Jo Clancy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.